Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Memtet Amud Bet, beginning our study of the fourth chapter of Masechet Avodah Zarah. And we pick up right where we left off with the identification of Avodah Zarah, and ultimately we're going to return issues of Bitul of Avodah Zarah. Bishmael Omer, Shalosh Avanim Zubitzad Markulis. If you find a mercury idol, and there are three rocks next to each other, next to the idol, asurot. Those rocks are asur, shtayim mutarot. But if there's only two, and presumably only one, then mutar. Chachamim omrim shenirotimo asurot v'she'in nirotimo mutarot. It's all context. If the rocks appear to be connected in some way to the idol, then they're asur. If they seem to be independent, then they're mutar. Now, bishtam rabbanan sakasa, we understand rabbanan's position of dim lishvarim, is that they hold that the pagans will worship shards, nirotimo, so therefore, if they seem to be from the idol, to iklamemra minena fall, that you could argue, or you could presume that they fell from the idol, asurot, right? Because they'll still worship, meaning now we're assuming that the rocks were part of the idol that fell off. She'en nirotimo mutarot. Elo Rabbi Shmuel, Maikasav, what's Shmuel's position? E of din lishvarin, if he holds that they actually worship shards, Afilu tartinami litzar, so even two. He ain't of din lishvarim, if they don't, afilu tartinami lo, then even three should not be. So the opening position of Rabbi Yochanan here is that if we know that they fell from there, from the idol, then everybody agrees it's asur, one, two, three, doesn't matter. Afilu mandar ain't of din lishvarim, even according to the opinion that says pagans do not generally worship shards, hanami avarot kocham delav hainu orche, that's only with avarot zar, that's not its normal form of worship. But here, the whole form of worship is to break off a rock and put it there, hainu orche, so that a broken rock really is its normal derech, and therefore nobody would disagree. Ki pligi, the machloket in the Mishnah is bistama, when you find rocks, and we don't know if they fell from there. And b'mukuravot nami dikalem minafal, even if they are near the idol, so you could argue that they fell from there, divrakol asurot, then everybody will agree asur. Where's the machloket? Ki pligi mukuravot, if they're far away. I vahabit sad markulis ktani, but the Mishnah talks about rocks that are next to markulis. My betzad, what does tzad mean? Betzad arba motideh, meaning it's in its periphery, but not next to it. Rabbi Shmuel savar osin markulis katan betzad markulis gadol. And now we find out a whole thing we had no idea about, that Rabbi Shmuel is under the impression that mercury worshippers make a small mercury and a mini mercury next to a major mercury, and that's three rocks. And therefore, if they find three rocks somewhere in the periphery of a mercury idol, you have to assume that those three rocks are themselves a mini version of the idol. Shalosh tadam in the mercury, so three that already have the basic form of a mercury idol, and we'll see what that is in a minute. Asurot. Shtayim mutarot, only two, that's nothing like the idol. Therefore, it's mutar. Rabbanan savri enosin merkulis, the katan mitzad merkulis gadol. The Rabbanan believe that the pagans don't make such a thing. They don't have a mini mercury next to a big mercury. So it doesn't matter if there's two or three. Nirotimo asurot. If they seem to be from the idol itself, then they're asur. She'en nirotimo mutarot. If not, then mutarot, even if there's three of them. Now let's go back to Rabbi Yochanan's statement. Amar Mar. Biadua shenashur b'menu divar kol asurot. If we know that they broke off of the idol, everybody will agree they're asur. Urmini, watch this challenge. Avanim shenashur b'menu markulis, rocks that tore off or fell off of mercury, nirotimo asuroche, nirotimo mutarot. Which means that our machloket is now about rocks that we know fell off the mercury. If they seem to be connected, or they look like they're part of the same piece, then asurot, if not, not. Bishmuel, meshlosh asurot, shtay mutarot. Bishmuel says, context is not the issue, numbers is. Three, yeah, is also two, not. Amarava, lo tema shenashru, ela ema shenimtsu. So don't read in this brayta the word shenashru. It should be repaired, to be amended to read, Shinimtsu, three rocks that were found near mercury, and then we go back to the way we originally read it. I, Vahatan Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Shtayim, Mitfisa lo Asurot. But Rabbi Shmuel, Shtayim Mutarot, does Rabbi Shmuel really think that any two rocks, no matter how close to the mercury, are Mutar? Here we have a brayta where it says, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer Shtayim, Mitfisa lo Asurot, if there are two that are connected to the mercury, they're touching it, Asurot, Shalosh, Afilu Ruchakot, three that are even away from it, asurot. Amarava lo kasha, kan mitfisa achat, kan mishtei tfisot. If it's really abutting the mercury, then even two, presumably even one would be asur. But if it's a little bit of a distance away, then it's asur. Then it's only three is asur. Vehechidami, and that's what we're talking about. De'ika govha beni veni. If there's some sort of a height between them, whether there's a little mound between them, like Rashi says, or a little fence between them, or one is higher than the other, in some way, they clearly are not from the idol itself. Now, umarkel is kegavne mihavi. Since when is Mercury built like that? Vatanya eloein avne beit kilu kulis. This is a sugya in Bav Metzia about Hashavas Aveda. What are Avnei Beit Kulis? Achat mikan, vachat mikan, vachat al gabayan. One rock, and a third one on top of it, pyramid style. So Amarava, Kitanyahi, Beikar Markulis. That's the base of the Mercury. All right, and now we hear a story. Beyanai Malka Charuf, one of the palaces of Alexander Yanos, middle of the 2nd century BCE, was destroyed. Atu of the Kochavim Mukumi Be Markulis. So pagans came, and they turned... they made it into a Beit Markulis. Atu of the Kochav Machrini, Velo Pachol Markulis. Some other non-Mercury worshippers came, and they did something else. Shaklina v'chifu b'hen drachim estartaot. They took the rocks, and they used them to pave roads and alleys. Ika Rabbanan Aparshi, v'ikam Rabbanan Lo Parshi. Some Rabbanan stopped walking on those roads. They didn't want to benefit from the stones, and some didn't. Rav Yochanan b'nan shel kedoshim alech alein. Even the Holy Son walks on them. Should we avoid them? Let's find out who this is. Who is this holy man? So Rabbi Karle Ben Anshel Kadoshim, why is he called such a holy man? He would not even look at the image on a coin. So he was very careful about avoiding any scintilla of Avodah Zarah, and yet he would walk on these stones without a problem. So who are we to avoid walking on the stones? So let's figure out the reason for the positions. My time... Demanda Parish, why were there people who stopped, who didn't walk on the stones? Savralakia, Amar Rav Gidol, Amar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Amar Rav. This quote from Rav, but we hear from Rav Gidol. Minan the tikrovet avodat kochavim. Remember, the stones that were brought were offerings to Mercury. She'en labatele olamit. How do we know that offerings to Avodah Zarah are never batel? She'namar v'itzamdu leval porech luzivichem etim. We've seen this pasuk over and over. In the historiography, in Parakufav of Tehillim, it describes Bnei Israel in the desert. It says they attached themselves to Baal Peor and they ate offerings to the dead, or of the dead. What's the comparison? Ma'met elo b'tele olam, just like a dead, it never becomes undead. Mate is forever, meaning you can't be mevatel, ohel ha'met, etc. Af tikrovet avodah kochav, me'en lo b'tele olam. Same thing with tikrovet avodah zarah. Therefore, you can never cancel it out. You can never negate it. Uman de lo parish, so therefore please tell me why were the Rabbanan, including Ben Anshel Kadoshim, continued walking on these roads and assumed these rocks to be Vatel? Amar Ba'ina Ke'in Prim Valeka. They said that really in order for a Tikrovet of Avodah Zarah to be considered Tikrovet, it has to be somewhat similar to the Avodat HaMikdash, which we'll pick up in the next podcast. Okay, and now we hear two parallel stories, one very short and one a little bit longer. One that deals with our topic and one that's very much off topic, and you'll see the connection. Rav Yosef bar Abba. Iklo Rabba bar Yirmiyah la'atrin. Rabba bar Yirmiyah came to our town. He brought a brayta with him. Oved kochav mishavi avanim min amarkos v'chival v'hen drachim v'starta ot is the proper girsa. Mutarot. So if he came and brought these rocks and used them to pave roads and alleys, it's mutar. Yisrael shavi avanim min amarkos v'chival v'hen drachim v'starta ot. Asurot. But if Yisrael did that, then it is Asur. V'leit Nagar, this is Rabbi Yirmiyah came, and then he said, the following thing about his Brayta. V'leit Nagar v'lo bar Nagar d'ifrkine. We don't have an artisan or the son of an artisan who will solve it for us. Meaning, we're confused about this. Here's the Brayta, but we don't get it. What don't we get? We don't get why if the non-Jew brings the rocks, we can walk on them. So I'm Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet said, Ana lo nagar ana v'lo bar nagar ana. He's playing on the statement. It's all based on Amos Perek Zion. I'm not a artisan. I'm not the son of an artisan. I'm not an apprentice. Uferikale, but I still solved it. My kushale, what was he bothered by? To Rav Gidol. He was bothered by Rav Gidol's statement, quoting Rav, that Tikrovet Avodah Zarah is like a mate, which is never batel. But the answer is, Ba'ina kein prim v'leika, because rocks are not in any way approximating any sort of avoda in the Beit HaMikdash, and therefore they'd not consider Tikrovet Avodah Zarah, and the minute they're taken off Mercury, they are batel, used for a road, used for a degrading purpose, or a utilitarian purpose, they're already batel. Okay, parallel story now. I'm Rav Yosef Bar Abba, Ikla Rabba Bar Yumi Alatrin. Again, Rabba Bar Yumi came to our town. Va'atav Aitim Anita Be'adei brought a Braita, and again, you're going to see, he brought a Braita, and then said, we can't figure it out. Matlin Umazamin Bashvit. We're allowed to deworm a tree, or to put some fertilizer on a wound on a tree, on Shemitah, and Matlin Umazamin Bashvit. You can't do that on Chol HaMoed. Now, we would normally assume that the nature of agricultural work that is permitted on Chol HaMoed is permitted on Shvit, and that which is forbidden is forbidden. And here we see a distinction. We're allowed to do these things on Shvit, but not on Chol HaMoed. Kan v'chan ein megazmin, but on neither time can we prune a tree. V'sachin shem on the gazum ben moed ben v'shvit. But on both times, we're allowed to rub oil on the point where it was pruned in order to help the tree survive. That's the Braita. Three pieces to the Braita. Mezahamin and matlin, Shemitah and Moed are different. Megazmin, pruning, both usher. Sachin Shemen, both mutter. That's it. Volate, Nagar, Volo, Bar Nagardi, Fakina, and nobody can solve it. Again, the same statement. Amar Ravina. Ravina came along and said, Analo Nagarana, Volo, Bar Nagarana, Umfrakina La. I will solve it even though I'm not a great apprentice. I'm not a great person. Maika Kashale. But Ravina solves it differently than Rav Sheshit. He solves it by saying, I don't understand what the problem is. If he's bothered by the first clause where Chol HaMoed and Shemitah are treated differently, why is it Mutter and Shvit and Asur and Chol HaMoed? He says, Midami, the two aren't alike. Shvit, Malachas or Achmana. On Shemitah, the Torah prohibited specific Malachot, pruning and planting and plowing, etc. Tir Chashar, but you're allowed to work hard in the field, you just can't do certain kinds of activities. Moed, Afilu Tir Chodami Asur, Chol HaMoed, the prohibition, which may be Doraita, is even just extra hard labor. And so therefore, you're not allowed to do it. In other words, the parameters are different. Okay, so that couldn't be what was bothering Rabba Bar Yirmiyah. Ve'alazihu magizum kakashale. He must have been bothered by the contradiction between the permission to, on Shemitah, to put the fertilizer on the tree, but you can't prune it. So ma'ishna zihum deshari, ma'ishna gizum daser. So why is putting the fertilizer on the tree's wound permitted, but pruning not? He says, midami, they're not alike. Why would you even ask the question? Zium ukumi ilan of ashari. Zium, what you're doing is you're saving the tree. You're sparing the tree. But gizum abrui ilan of asur. But when you're pruning a tree, you're improving the tree. You're not just saving it, you're improving the tree. So that's why it's asur. Well, azium azium kakashale. So the problem is not internal, it's external. Because in our bright that said that you're allowed to do zium on shmitah, you're talking about liyum azam yishvin, or meaning we have a challenge from the outside. Mizamin etanetiot, saplings, you're allowed to do this zium to them. Vekorchinotan, you combine them together. Kotminotan, cut the top off, we'll see them batim, you make a little thing for them, like a cage for them, like a stick next to it, and tie it. That's what korchinotan is, so that they'll grow straight, you could do that. Umashkinotan, you can water them. Ad Rosh Hashanah, meaning during the month before Shemitah, when generally we practice our restraint because of Tosefet Shvit, and you could do it with saplings till Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah in Shvit lo, but not on Shemitah itself. And yet in our Braita it said that you could do Zium on Shemitah. So the answer is a very simple. Ravina says, V'dama k'da Rav Ukva Barchama, who in another context said, Rav Ukva Barchama, Trekish Kushiyahu. There's two kinds of hoeing around a tree. Chad Lavruy Elan of Asur. One of them is there to improve the tree. That you can't do on Shemitah. Chad the Stumei Pili V'shari. The other is to seal up cracks around it, which is Mutter. It's not for the tree. So achinamis could be the same thing. Trei ziyamumi havi. Maybe there's two kinds of zihum. Chad lukumi ilana. One is just to spare the tree and keep it from rotting. Vishari. V'chad lavruya ilana v'yasser. I mean, the other one is to improve the tree, like the sapling, and that you can't do after Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So that couldn't be his problem. V'la sicha sicha kakashle. He must have been bothered by the contradiction between our rule about putting the oil on the prune point, the pruned opening. On Shemitah or Chol HaMoed. Yitani sachin shemen lagazum, ben moed ben shvit, or mini sachin tapagin. We have a challenge, similar to the one just had. You can rub oil on unripe fruit, umanakvin, you can make holes in them, fatminotam, you can fatten them up, ad Rosh Hashanah. Ad Rosh Hashanah im shvit lo, only till Rosh Hashanah, but not on Shemitah itself. So again, midami, again they're not comparable. Hacho kumilan avashari, here you're trying to spare the tree, keep it from getting hurt, because you pruned it before Shemitah, or before Chol HaMoed. and now it's suffering. So you put on this oil on the point where it got pruned. Hatam, maybe it's too exposed to the elements. Hatam petume peravaser, but there you're fattening up fruit. Of course that's also on Shemitah. So Ravina said, I'm answering the question by saying, there is no question. So I'm going to have Sama Beredo of Ashi. So Ravashi's son turned to Ravina and said, Bar Yirmiya Sicha Demoed Azium Demoed Kakasha. Rabbi Bar Yirmiya, who brought the Breita, was bothered not by the same event in two different time periods and why that's bothered, or from an outside Breita. His trouble was internal within the Breita on two different activities that seemed to be comparable during the same period. One is Mutar, one's Asur. Sicha demoid, you're allowed to put oil on the tree on Chol HaMoed, but you're not allowed to put the fertilizer on the tree on Chol HaMoed. Mechti hayukume vayukume, since each one of them is just there to keep the tree alive and to make sure it doesn't rot. Maishna hay deshari, maishna hay deasur. So why is one mutter, one's asur? Rekamerle, late nagar velo bar nagar diyifarkine. That's why he said, I don't have anybody who can solve this problem. And that's where it's left. We don't end up with a solution to that problem. And, of course, Zelomitnyanenu, it was just brought because it was a parallel story to the one that we originally had, which was very much on our topic about bringing the stones from your mercury and paving the road. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the middle of this discussion. As promised, go into more details about Tikrovet Avodah Zarah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.